In the US, the Catholic Church is pulling out all the stops to urge Congress to pass a comprehensive reform of immigration policy. The campaign involves encouraging clergy and lay Catholics to exert pressure on Catholic lawmakers to support President Obama's plan for immigration reform and holding prayer marches through districts where the issue has become a divisive topic. It will continue until mid-October, when the Republican-dominated House of Representatives is due to vote on the proposed legislation. Kevin Appleby is the Director of Migration Policy at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and he told myself, Susie Hodges, that this push for immigration reform is a now-or-never moment.
Well, I think this is our best chance in a generation to get an immigration reform bill that the church can support. We got a bill out of the U.S. Senate with strong bipartisan support, and the House of Representatives, our lower chamber, is dragging its feet. So we think that the church and the bishops can make a difference in pushing the issue forward. And if we don't do it this year, the likelihood that that Congress revisits this anytime soon is not very high. So I think we want to give it our best shot now.
So, as you said, it's a now or never moment.
It's now or never, in never being defined as in the next 5 to 10 years. It's not that they'll never revisit the issue. This is our best opportunity in years to get something positive done and to help millions of people. So in that sense, it is a now or never moment.
And I gather you're going to be targeting those Catholic lawmakers who are known to be rather reluctant or wavering when it comes to the issue of immigration reform. Are there many of these lawmakers?
There's a large number of Catholic lawmakers who are on the fence on this that could be brought along to support what the bishops are supporting. I would say 50 to 60. And that is a significant enough number to make a difference. So if we can make inroads with many of these legislators, it could mean the difference between winning or losing.
So basically, your campaign, as I understand it, involves the bishops, clergy, and lay Catholics getting on the phone or emailing their local lawmakers, generally putting pressure on them. Is that right?
Correct. All of the options that you suggested are in play, particularly getting the bishops to make contact and also to hold masses, maybe other events to call attention to the issue so that the rank and file faithful would be motivated to weigh in as well in a positive way. One of the issues here in the United States is in moving a public issue is the grassroots support that's there that will give legislators confidence to vote for a bill. So getting people in the pews and the Catholic faithful generally to pick up the phone or pick up a pen and let their representative know where they are on this is vitally important.
So you think all these people are going to be quite persuasive and it should be a fairly effective way of putting pressure on them?
I think so. The advantages of the church is we have a large number of millions of Catholics in the country. We have a somewhat captive audience. That's not to say that there are Catholics, of course, who disagree with the church teaching on this issue. So we're in a position to have some influence, not only with legislators, but also with the faithful the ones who vote for these elected officials and the ones that put them in office or take them out of office. So if we do it right, if we bring to bear all of our resources, we certainly can move the needle and make a difference here.
But what about the fact that Republicans, who generally tend to be more against immigration reform, dominate the House of Representatives?
Well, they do, but there are a number of Republicans who understand or beginning to understand and grasp the importance of this issue, not only for the nation, but also for the interests of the Republican Party into the future. So we're starting to see divisions in the Republican caucus in the House as to the way forward. You certainly have a core of Republicans who are against immigration reform in any method. But there's a growing number of Republicans who understand that maybe they need to compromise on this issue, get it off the table, show the American people that they want to solve a problem as opposed to blocking a problem. So I think there is a window of opportunity to influence Republicans in the House, especially Catholics who may understand and acknowledge the social justice aspects of the church teaching and move them to a better place and a place where they can maybe support a bill.
It's not just social justice, though. There's also the fact that with such a large number of the population now being made up of migrants, that they are a significant voting factor in elections, and we saw that in the last election.
Well, true. That is at play, that there's a growing Hispanic vote, which political pundits here in the United States are starting to recognize and acknowledge their influence. And that's certainly at play here, and it's helped us get to the point we're at now. Unfortunately, it hasn't yet trickled into the smaller districts which representatives represent. And so there are many that are in the House that don't feel the political pressure necessarily to act than a national candidate might, a candidate for president, where, as we saw in the last election, the Republican candidate was hurt by the overwhelming support of Hispanic voters for the Democratic candidate. And I think that's an issue that's at play here politically.